The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, enough talk about death and dying for today. Why don't we focus our attention on the battle between Columbus Schools and Mike DeWine? Yeah. Here's the headline from today's Columbus Dispatch. Chastise, blame, and hold hostage. Columbus school officials called DeWine's reopening reprimand unfair. Yeah, evidently, and I hadn't heard about this. Hey, I've been on vacation. I hadn't heard about it. Evidently, there has been a battle brewing, and it has now boiled over between the Columbus School Board and Governor Mike DeWine. And by the way, the battle is brewing at several school districts with the governor because the governor has said, get the kids back in school. Well, of course the kids should be back in school. All of the science, all of the data, all of the experts are saying the kids are much safer at school than they are at home, and they do not transmit COVID to the teachers. At least it is extremely, extremely, extremely rare. But teachers' unions across America have said, nah, we want to stay home. Why do we want to travel to school and sit with all those snotty-nosed kids when we can be home? All right, I am being overly sarcastic and cynical. I realize that, and I know that is not the attitude of all teachers. I know that, but that is the attitude of the union, and it's disgraceful. But the teachers' unions have not cared about the kids for a long, long, long time. Have you ever wondered why the teachers' unions wait until they get into the middle of the school year to go on strike? You ever thought about that? You ever hear about a teachers' union going on strike at the end of June? Of course not. Well, anyway. Evidently, this little battle between Columbus Education and the governor has boiled over. The governor has issued a mandate. We'll get the teachers vaccinated if you promise to go back to school, if you go back to the classroom. Well, the Columbus Board of Education has not taken kindly to the criticism of the governor. Let me read part of the story. Here it is. Because teachers are out on leave and there aren't enough substitutes to cover absences for Columbus elementary schools can't bring students back into the buildings. Teachers are on leave and there aren't enough. Okay. The district's team of bus drivers has shrunk by 22% in the past year. Meanwhile, each bus can only transport about half as many kids because of COVID-19 precautions. Staffing shortages have become a serious challenge, with just half of students returning to buildings for blended learning in the state's largest school district. Now in their third week of the process, Columbus City Schools leaders say they want to address existing concerns before bringing more kids back. So, Columbus Board of Education President Jennifer Adair didn't take kindly to criticism that Governor Mike DeWine hurled at her district during his news conference yesterday afternoon. Quote, It's pretty sad that our state government doesn't want to be a partner and instead wants to chastise, blame, and hold hostage in some ways local school districts when they're just trying to do the best they can. Now, what's this all about? In order to receive COVID-19 vaccines for their employees, the governor is requiring schools to sign a document agreeing to offer in-person learning experiences by March 1st. Well, hello. The governor is just saying, if we vaccinate the teachers, then we want them in the classroom. If they're not going to go into the classroom, then we're going to give the vaccine to other people. If they want the vaccine, then we want them back in the classroom with the kids. Schools are going, no. The battle is going on with Columbus, Cleveland, Akron, and so forth. And out of this entire article from today's Columbus Dispatch, this is the statement that I think is the worst of all. And I am quoting, "The district has not announced a plan for returning grades 6 to 12 to buildings." What? They don't even have a plan? We have now known for, well, at least 3 months. We've known at least for 3 months. All of the data, all of the studies, all of the experts have saying, hey, kids just don't get COVID-19. It's very rare. And if they do, they don't pass it on to adults. School in class learning is safer than the kids being at home. We've known that now for a long time. And here we are, mid-February, and I quote, "The district has not announced a plan for returning grades 6 to 12 to buildings." How did Governor DeWine respond to Columbus City Schools saying, "Don't tell us what to do"? Quote, "DeWine had said the requirements were spelled out very, very clearly in a document. I think taxpayers, I think the citizens of Ohio, but more importantly, the children have a right to say that was the agreement. You should go ahead and do that. No matter what school it is, you should be back in by March 1st. Well, to be honest, I wish the governor would have done this 2 months ago, but God bless him. At least he's doing it now. The numbers are dropping rapidly. Today, state of Ohio, new cases right at 1,800. Remember, it was just not long ago we were having 5, 6, 7,000 new cases a day. Today, 1,800. The cases are dropping rapidly. The positivity rate is dropping rapidly. People are getting vaccinated. The state of Ohio is making provision for teachers to get vaccinated. And still, the teachers' unions are dragging their feet. And who's suffering? It's the kids. Now, this is just my personal opinion, okay? This is Bernie editorial time. The way our entire educational system in America has handled this COVID-19 thing is, number one, a disgrace. Scores, test scores are dropping. Grades are dropping. Depression is on the rise. Suicide among school children is on the rise. It is like we have lost 1 to 2 years education across the board in America for a disease that really doesn't impact children. Now, I can understand the ignorance of that months and months and months ago, but there's no excuse today. It's a disgrace the way the teachers' unions have handled this crisis. And the kids are the ones that have suffered. I think many of us have known, and again, I'm not talking about many wonderful, fine teachers. We have many public school teachers who listen to this program, and I'm grateful for every one of you, and I think we should have more Christians in the classroom in the public schools. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the unions, the local teachers' union, unions, and the national NEA. They don't care about the kids. They just don't care about the kids. And the way this situation is being handled, I think, is proof positive of that. All right, we're going to take a break. And we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. By the way, if you disagree with me, please call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Frank in Columbus. Frank, how in the world are you today?
Bob, I am doing fine. How are you? You should be refreshed after your vacation.
I am blessed. I am refreshed. And I'm grateful to be talking to you. How's that?
Well, that's good. So, you know, I got a couple things to talk about real quick, but I'm not sure if I want to talk about insurance or Alfred Hitchcock and the birds. I can't figure that one out. You know, that goes to your commercials that you just played.
Yeah. Oh, listen, that's an absolutely true story. It really is. It is a true story. Well, hey, what's on your mind? You want to talk about Columbus schools?
Well, you know what? The Columbus schools, let's talk about all the schools. I got a friend that their kids go to school outside of Columbus, but they're doing the home, you know, the online. They're doing some in class, but a lot of online stuff mostly.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of rotating. Some weeks they'll go 2 days of class, some weeks maybe three.
Yeah, you know, they call that either hybrid or blended.
Right. anyways, you know, he was telling me, you know, he says his kids are doing absolutely very little.
You're breaking up, Frank.
I know. Yeah, my whole life's been like that.
Well, you might try paying your phone bill.
I was just wondering if that's possible.
What I did hear is that the kids are doing very little, and I can echo that because I've got grandkids that were doing the same thing, and they were doing very, very little. And we're getting the worst part, they were getting no interaction with the teacher at all. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. No interaction with the teacher at all. Here is the assignment. Do it. Turn it in. Send it in. No interaction with the teacher at all.
So, you know, yeah. And he's got an older daughter in high school that, you know, when I was in high school, just like he said, you know, we had a ton of homework. Nothing. Absolutely no homework. She's done with everything she needs to do in about 2 hours. So, you know, this whole COVID thing, and I'm not, you know, this, the school, the whole thing, you talk about the governor, well, he finally did something. Well, you know what, he's done a lot of things that have been totally wrong, like everybody else does, because they're listening to people who tell you, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, oh, wear two masks now. Hey, I got an idea. Let's just put a big fan on our head and that'll blow everything away. But you know,
I saw that on the internet. This thing you could buy, it's a big fan on your head. I've seen that. All right.
I had to run with that one because it was kind of funny. But I saw it there too. But honestly, Bob, I mean, the whole way that this has been handled, you know, you see people, families are losing their homes. They have no jobs. They have no insurance, you know, health insurance. And then you want to talk about a vaccine. Well, first off, I will say this, and you can argue with me, it's not a vaccine. A vaccine is usually, has always been, usually the virus itself in a dead form is injected into your body so that your body can fight this virus off. It makes antibodies. It says, hey, I know what this is next time it sees the live one, and you're not getting in here. So, but what they're doing now is we're changing the cell structure of the human body to actually change the way the body fights the thing. Okay, I'm going to finish, though.
So, okay, go ahead.
I will, and then you can say what you want. So now, this is the first time this so-called vaccine, this is not a vaccine, I'll say it again. The first time a shot's been done like this to fight something that supposedly keeps the cell from the virus reaching the cell instead of the body fighting it off and killing it. So I want to know, 10 years from now, when people are dying and falling over, because we don't know, do they have safe, it's been tested? What, for 6 months it's been tested? We don't know the results of what's going to happen to people a year from now, 10 years from now. If you look at, and now I'm going to say one last thing, and then you can have it all. If you look at the vaccination rate in this country with real vaccines, and you look at autism, I know they don't go together, everybody says, but if you look at a line chart from the vaccinations that we give our kids today, and you do a line chart of what the increase of autism is, there's a direct correlation. It's unbelievable
there may be, Frank. There's statistics and data on that side. There's just as much data on the other side that says exactly the opposite. And I don't know that we really know. And, of course, you know, there are people saying that this vaccine, that, and what you're saying is correct. This vaccine was developed in a way that has never been used before. This is revolutionary. It is new. It has never been. It's never even been attempted. And you're right. We do not know the long-term effects because we haven't tested it long-term. And that's why I continue to say, find someone that you really trust. Find someone you really trust. Ask your questions, do your research, and then you make your decision what you believe is best for you and your family. But look at all of the sides. Look at all of the information. Look at both sides, please. Good talk to you, Frank. All right, we're going to take the top of the hour break. Is Joe Biden trying to be the president with the most anti-Israel record in history? We'll talk about that when we return.